Sports. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Another airtight game for the Badgers because that's how they roll. 7:42 remaining. Wisconsin and Penn State tied at 49.
Andrew Funk has scored the last 8 points for Penn State in three different ways. From the free throw line, from beyond the three-point arc, and on a layup.
Badgers playing in this second half without Max Klusman. Out with a head injury. Up the floor is Chucky Hepburn for the Badgers. He'll jog it left side of the front court. Turning down the screens. A feed for Crowell. Up top for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked loose out of bounds. Last touch by Penn State.
Last year against Penn State, Crowell hit three triples, 3 of 5 from the line.
Steven, 28% from three coming into the game. 1 of 3 from the arc tonight. That's a double-double, though. 14 points, 11 rebounds. Jordan Davis, sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn. 7.5 minutes to play, tied at 49. Chucky goes to Crowell, left wing. Kebajai defending. Crowell trying to work on it. Backing his Crowell, mid-post left. He's trying to turn the left shoulder. Now goes up and under, low on the left. Got it. Steven Crowell again using that strength and experience. 51-49, Wisconsin, 7:10 to play. Winter throws to Pickett, top of the circle. He's with Wall. Pickett on the dribble. On the right side, back to the basket. Left-hand flip for Winter. Hepburn is on him. Winter left of the circle, takes the top of the arc. Wall has him on the switch. Now a dig from Hepburn, a throw to Pickett, baseline left. Pickett against Hepburn. 5 to shoot. Pickett backing. Backing in the lane, up right hand, good. And we are tied. Pickett with 15. 51 all, 6:40 remaining. Chucky Hepburn up the floor for the Badgers. Leaves it for Jordan Davis. A bounce for Connor Rasijan. Sends it to Wall, left wing. Whips it to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell with a pass for Rasijan. Got covered up by Funk on the catch. Bounce pass Wall. Right of the paint, 12 to shoot. Wall against Seth Lundy. Backing is Wall. Backing. Turns. Oh, bumped. And throws it up. Missed. And a foul before the shot. I didn't know they were going to blow the whistle there or not. Seth Lundy called for the foul. That's his fourth. It was before the shot, so that makes this a 1-1 for Wall with 6:15 to play, tied at 51.
I'm not complaining, but it's been a really quiet night for Seth Lundy.
Mahaffey and Dredd in. Lundy out. Kebajai out. Tyler Wall. 3 of 5 at the foul line. Front end is off the right side iron. Just roll off of it. No good. Pickett the rebound. And you stay tied at 51. 6:10 to play. Mahaffey top of the circle for Penn State. Leaves it for Funk. Open for three. Right side. Rattled out. No good. A break for Wisconsin. Davis the rebound for the Badgers. Here's Hepburn. Off the left sideline. Off screens from Wall and Crowell. Chucky right of the circle. Throws to Davis in the right wing. Jordan, one dribble, gets it into Crowell against Dredd. Size advantage, Crowell, backing is Steven. Right block, turns, and down went Dredd. Easy money for Crowell. He gets the bucket. 53-51, Wisconsin, 5:30 remaining.
Powered through a potential tie-up with Dredd.
Cameron Winter. Throwing to Mahaffey, feeds Funk left of the circle, and Tyler Wall fouling Pickett, trying to chase him. He hip-checked him. Wall with his third foul. And team foul number 6 5:22 remaining, 53-51 Wisconsin. Jalen Pickett, baseline left, will inbound for the Nittany Lions. Pickett looking, throws it to Mahaffey, left wing. Mahaffey glides back out front against Crowell. Mahaffey, we mentioned he was a point guard in high school, puts it on the deck, drives right lane line, tried to split two defenders, offensive foul. Hepburn went to the deck, and Mahaffey is called for the foul. That's his fourth.
It appeared that Mahaffey was stumbling as he was driving the ball. A little bit off balance.
5:12 to play, 53-51 Wisconsin. Leading Penn State, the Badgers this season in five-point games are 6-3. Here's Connor Sejan. He stumbled, almost turned it over, released the pass to Crowell just in time. Now Hepburn has it. Chucky out between the arcs. Pass fake left, throws to Davis. Goes inside to Crowell, who got fouled by Pickett.
I can understand the frustration on the part of Pickett. Right now the players aren't quite sure when they're going to get a whistle for how much contact is going to be allowed on defense.
And if you're Pickett at 6'4", you got to do what you can to keep Crowell as far away from the basket as possible. Team foul number 10, Badgers in the double bonus with 4:57 remaining, 53-51 Wisconsin. Crowell tonight, 1 of 2 at the foul line. The Badgers just 7 of 12 at the free throw line in this game. First free throw for Crowell is no good. One more coming. It has really been a mystery with this team because they were shooting it well at the foul line in the early portion of the year.
And you look back on their history and what they shot last year, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Second free throw is good. Well, you had Johnny and you had Brad Davison, a couple of pretty good foul shooters. 54-51. Wisconsin, 4:52 remaining. Jalen Pickett against Tyler Wall. Cuts off the right wing. Pickett, a shot fake, low on the left, goes up and in. 17 for Pickett, 54-53 Wisconsin, 4:40 remaining. Here's Stephen Crowell, left of the lane at the midpost against Mahaffey. Throws it out to Jordan Davis. Jordan to the free throw line, stops, pops to the foul line, got it. Four for Jordan Davis, 56-53 Wisconsin, 4:22 to play. Jalen Pickett high on the right. Tyler Wall trying to stay with him. Pickett on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Gets it out to Cameron Winter. And Winter drifting between the circles with 15 on the shot clock. Winter on the right side, drives off the wing, in the lane, hanging up and in. Cameron Winter with the burst. He has six. 56-55 Wisconsin, 4 minutes remaining. Tyler Wall throwing to Davis. Jordan outside right, sends it to Crowell, top of the circle. And Crowell, Connor Sejan calling for a timeout, and as he was signaling for it, a pass went off his hands. The Badgers got the timeout. Oof. Nothing easy for this team. That's what makes it fun most of the time. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:51 remaining. Wisconsin 56, Penn State 55. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
When times get dark, We can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Inbound into Tyler Walt out of the circle. High-low game pass caught by Crowell. Low on the right. Up and in. Beautifully done after the timeout. 58-55. Wisconsin with 3:40 remaining. Greg Gard emphatically clapping his hands, trying to get his guys to dig in on the defensive end. Jalen Pickett on the left wing against Tyler Walt. Curls around two screens. Pickett in the lane. Backs. Kicks it out of there to Andrew Funk. Shakes by a Sejan. Connor recovers. A throw back to Cameron Winter. Winter, left lane line drive in the paint. Kick out past Dredd. He'll catch right side. Steps back. Can't get loose. Bounce pass Pickett. Five on the shot clock. Pickett against Wall. Pickett in the lane against Tyler. Shot fake goes up and in. He just beat the shot clock. They'll look at it, but I'm pretty sure he beat the shot clock. Boy, that is just veteran strength and savvy athleticism. This will be a full timeout. So we will take a break. Want to take a moment to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, and their proud support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. 3:10 to play. Wisconsin 58, Penn State 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
They took a look at it, and Jalen Pickett did, in fact, beat the shot clock. 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining now at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 58, Penn State 57.
I don't know that you can play any better half-court defense for 29 seconds than the Badgers just did, rotating and recovering. But when you have someone like Pickett who can create his own opportunity and score and finish, makes a difference.
He's doing what he does. 19 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. He came in averaging 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and close to 7.5 assists per game. Hepburn, Wall, Davis, Crowell, Asijan for Wisconsin, Winter, Funk, Dredd, Jai, and Pickett, the five on the floor for Penn State. 3:10 to play, 1-point lead Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn will slowly jog it across the mid-stripe, feeds Tyler Wall on the left wing. Now Crowell finds Connor, left side three, good! Connor Asijan, a big three for the Badgers. 61-57, Wisconsin with 2:53 remaining. Jalen Pickett high on the right. High screen Jai. Pickett picked up by Crow now. As Pickett retreats, takes it out between the rings. Pickett surveys the defense, puts it on the deck. Left elbow out the funk. Extra pass Dredd. Wide open three. Right corner. Good. Miles Dredd left all alone. 61-60 Wisconsin with 2.5 minutes to play. As Chucky Hepburn walks it up for Wisconsin. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. Chucky darts it to Tyler Wall, left wing. Wall against Dredd. Tyler now moves in on him. Knocked away by Dredd. Turnover Wisconsin. Loose ball snapped up by Winter. Streaks up the floor right sideline. Feeds Pickett at the top. Throwing right side to Dredd. Gets it to Pickett right of the circle. 2:04 to play. 1 point lead for the Badgers at 61-60. 2 minutes to play. Cameron Winter out high. Winter pulls up. 8-footer in the paint. Rolls off. No good. Pickett the offensive rebound. Darts it out to Dredd. Turns it to Funk. Rotates it left corner. Open three in the corner. Is short. No good from Winter. And the rebound to Wall. 1:45 remaining. 61-60 Wisconsin. Chucky will flip it to Tyler Wall. High on the right. Left it for Jordan Davis. Bounce pass Crowell. Left of the circle. 1:35 to play. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Chucky high on the left, crowded by Winter. Chucky on the dribble, left elbow. Stops, needs some help. Timeout Wisconsin with 8 on the shot clock, 1:25 on the game clock. And the Badgers using another timeout. They still have one available. 1:25 remaining, 61-60. Wisconsin leads Penn State.
Cameron Winter just attached himself to Chucky Hepburn. Was not going to let him get away.
He did.
Just wasn't. This is a pretty good defensive guards in this league this year.
Yeah, there are just a few of them, right? Yeah. But the depth of this league, man, it's just something else.
Sincere Harris is about as good as you're going to find one-on-one.
Yeah.
And then Winter ain't bad.
All that star power and the offensive firepower that Illinois has. Sincere Harris is as sticky a defensive player. His career is just starting. Cameron Winter, the transfer from Drexel, big numbers there. Three-time All-Conference in his time in that program. 8 to shoot for Wisconsin, 1:25 to play. Badgers 61, Penn State 60. Jordan Davis, sideline left front court, will inbound. Looking, finds Crowell, left of the circle, hands it back to Jordan, left of the wheel, 5 to shoot, 3 in the air. It's off the left side iron, no good. Miles Dredd, the rebound for Penn State. With a minute 17 to play, 61-60 Wisconsin. Jalen Pickett through the midcourt logo with a minute 10 to play. Pickett left of the center circle against Tyler Wall. Pickett right hand hip high dribble. Puts it on the deck. Now retreats again. 15 to shoot. Pickett. And a timeout taken by Shrewsbury with 13 to shoot. 101 to play. 61-60 Wisconsin.
Pickett is so unique for a point guard who controls the ball just about everything that happens on the floor.
Yeah, his personal time of possession is high, right?
Oh, my. Well, he never leaves the floor.
Yeah. Oh, he's an Iron Man. About 38 minutes a game in the Big Ten, and overall better than 35 minutes a game.
But his ability at every level to do something positive.
Yep. These teams will meet again next month. February 8th, as a matter of fact, at the Bryce Jordan Center. Wisconsin 61, Penn State 60, with 61 seconds remaining. 13 on the shot clock. So we'll see what Micah Shrewsbury draws up. Messegian, Davis, Hepburn, Crowell, and Wall for Wisconsin. Winter, Dredd, Funk, Pickett, and Seth Lundy back in there for Penn State. Winter, sideline, right ball inbound. Looking, throws to Pickett. Pickett right of the circle, 1 minute to play. Pickett at the right elbow, shot clock at 8. Pickett against Wall, here we go. High screen, Funk, Pickett in the lane, pushed it up, missed an offensive foul as Hepburn took the hit. 53 seconds remaining. Badgers on offense, hanging on to a one-point lead.
Good anticipation on the part of Chucky Hepburn, knowing that Pickett wasn't going to give up the ball on this. He was going to take it to the rim.
Kebajai in, Lundy out. 53 seconds to play, 61-60 Wisconsin. As Hepburn jogs it up for the Badgers, left side of the front court, flips to Essegian. Connor out between the circles with 45 seconds. A pass for Hepburn at the right point. 42 seconds to play, 18 of the shot clock. Tyler Wall on the right wing. Pickett checking wall. Tyler off the wing, backing in the lane. Turns, pumps, up right hand, off the glass and rim, no good. Crowell tried to back tap it. Winter is there. 28 seconds left. 61-60 Wisconsin. Can the Badgers dig in again? 23 seconds to play. Winter on the right side. Down to 20 seconds. Timeout Penn State. 20.4 to play. 19 to shoot. 61-60 Wisconsin leads Penn State.
The Nittany Lions pose such a dilemma, though, for any team defensively because of their ability not only to drive, but drive and kick for the type of shooters that they have on the outside.
Yeah. Lots of options. So here we go. Penn State, one of the better offensive teams in the country against a Wisconsin outfit that has been one of the better defensive teams in the country. And now can the Badgers get another stop with 20.4 seconds to play, 61-60 Wisconsin.
Look, it's rare when you want to take the ball out of the hands of your best player, Jalen Pickett. But if that is the case, the one individual who has made big shots and certainly has taken a bunch of big shots for Penn State over the years is Miles Stredd.
Yeah, multiple game winners. You mentioned a while ago, last year he had a chance to win the game. A three that, from our angle, looked online, but it missed. And the Badgers got out with a two-point win. Right now it's a one-point lead for Wisconsin. Both teams have a timeout to burn. The Badgers have the possession arrow. Wisconsin's in the double bonus. The next foul would put Penn State in the 1-1. Lundy back in there for Penn State. Out there with Funk, Winter, Dredd, and Pickett. Hepburn, Davis, Asijan, Wall, and Crowell, the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Here we go, 20.4 to play. Pickett, front court sideline, right wing inbound. 61-60 Wisconsin. Pickett flips it in to Cameron Winter. Throws to Dredd between the circles. Speeds Funk high on the left against Asijan. 15 seconds left. Now Pickett against Wall. Pickett left wing. Down to 10 seconds. Speeds Funk for three. Left of the circle. No good. Rebound Hepburn. And he got fouled with 7.8 to play. Two foul shots coming at the other end with the Badgers up one at crunch time.
Really good defensive positioning and a block out by Chucky. So important. A block out late in the game. We saw how a lack of a block out against Kansas cost Wisconsin. There was the block out forcing Winter to foul him.
Four on Winter. Hepburn to the foul line where he is 3 of 4 tonight. The Badgers 8 of 14 at the free throw line. Hepburn with 11 points in the game. 7.8 seconds to play, 61-60 Wisconsin. First free throw is good for Hepburn.
What do you think? That was a pretty good look for Funk, though.
It was. Very good look. I don't trust my angles anymore. I didn't think that was a good angle, but I've thought that before, and it's not been a great result. Second free throw for Chucky is good. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. 63-60 the Badgers, 7.8 seconds to play. Inbounds pass, Pickett in the backcourt with six. Pickett with five. Timeout Penn State with 4.7 to play. 63-60 Wisconsin.
So on the previous possession, they put the ball in the hands of Pickett for custom, and he was able to get an open shot eventually for Funk. It was a good look for Funk. I still think they might come back to Dredd here.
They certainly could, as the Nittany Lions use their final timeout, 4.7 seconds. That can be an eternity in a situation like this. Greg Gard's going to get Carter Gilmore back into the game. 63-60 Wisconsin with 4.7 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badger defense has really been in lockdown mode this second half. Penn State 9 of 23. Let's say that. Now, it should be fair. Penn State's had some pretty good looks, but it hasn't hit in this second half. The Nittany Lions 3 of 10 from the arc in the second half. So it's Hepburn, Gilmore, Wall, Davis, and Asijan out there for Wisconsin. Jalen Pickett will inbound, front court, sideline, right. And Wall will will stay away from Pickett. Looking is Pickett. Looking, throws it into Funk. He'll try a three right of the circle. Back rim, no. Rebound, Davis, and the Badgers win it. They get another close one to go their way, and they do it with defense, per usual.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The defense of Chucky Hepburn really stood out down the stretch. There was the charge he took, the offensive foul on Pickett, where he anticipated Pickett trying to drive it to the rim. Great anticipation on Hepburn's part. And then just the block out on a missed shot by Funk results in two free throws at the other end. And now with less than 5 seconds remaining, not a lot of time to set up a three-point look, but they got one for Funk, who really has unlimited range. So when you looked at that shot, you might have thought it was too deep. Not for that guy. He's used to, accustomed to making shots like that. This time it didn't go in.
25th year anniversary of the opening of the Kohl Center. This is game 405, and the Badgers come up a winner for the 342nd time. They protect the home court with the best of them.
And in this context, they protected the home court against Penn State, which has yet to win a game here at the Kohl Center. 0-19. The last time Penn State won a game in Madison was January 26th, 1995.
They've come close multiple times, including tonight, but the Badgers 3 points better. Another thriller as Wisconsin now 7-3 this season in games decided by 5 points or less. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 63, Penn State 60. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe. Do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time. Save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Another thriller for the Wisconsin Badgers. Said it before, it's kind of how they roll. 63-60, the Badgers beat Penn State. But they did it with defense. They did it with grit as well. And that's also how they roll. As Penn State shot really well in the first half, only 37% in the second half. Jalen Pickett, as advertised, and then some. 19 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. Steven Crowell not half bad, though. 21-11, and the return of Tyler Wall. And what a difference he makes.
Badgers had to hang on, had to be creative down the stretch. Their last made field goal was at 2:59. That was the three by Connor Asijan. So they had to scrap. They had to be good defensively because they weren't scoring buckets. They made a couple of real, Hepburn made a couple of clutch free throws to seal it. But other than that, it was just a tug of war between these two teams over the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, Penn State scoreless over the final 2:38 as the Badgers get the 63-60 win over the Penn State Nittany Lions. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products and save big money right now at Menards. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towel, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now, save big money and receive a $10 mail-in rebate on a single qualifying purchase for $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the thriller for the Badgers as they hold off Penn State tonight, 63-60. Steven Crowell, 21 points and 11 rebounds. Chucky Hepburn with 13 points tonight. 10 apiece for Connor Asijan and Tyler Wall. Connor making his first start. Tyler Wall returning to the lineup after having missed 3 games. 4 points for Jordan Davis, 3 for Max Klesmit, who did not play in the second half. Had to miss it because of a head injury. 2 points for Isaac Lindsay. Jalen Piggott, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists for him tonight. Andrew Funk with 16 points. 11 for Miles Dredd, 6 for Evan Mahaffey, 6 for Cameron Winter, and just 2 points for Seth Lundy. It's about a dozen below his average.
Yeah, big-time silencer put on Lundy. Did it to himself a little bit, but getting in foul trouble, which limited his playing time. Can't feel more, I think, satisfaction for a Tyler Wall being able to return and spark the team in the second half. And it also goes to Stephen Crowell. Crowell was really up front after Saturday's loss at Indiana. He pointed to himself, nobody else, that he just didn't do the job against Jackson Davis, who had 18 points and 12 rebounds. He was disappointed with the way he played in that game. And look how he responded here tonight. Now, there was a difference in size against Penn State, an undersized Penn State defense, but they are strong inside. So you're not going to score with finesse. And we saw Crowell just really get into a little bully ball action in the paint.
It's kind of interesting. You watch this team, and if you're watching this game with no dog in the fight, you know, we know that Wisconsin, you know, could use another big. Imagine if Penn State had one, too, right? I mean, as good as they are with the talent, the three-point shot, like they're like that close as well, and they're still a very, very good team, to be sure, at 3-4. They don't have a bad loss on the resume, but it's a big-time win for Wisconsin. And, you know, you get a guy back in Tyler Wall, then you lose Max Klesmit, but you find a way to get the job done.
And they found the way on the defensive end, and I think that was the storyline in this game, the way it played itself out at the end. Chucky Hepburn, we normally talk about his bank shots or his step-back jumpers. Tonight we're talking a little bit about a couple of defensive plays made, whether it be the block out on that rebound he got after a missed shot by Funk, or just drawing the charge on Pickett.
Yep, and shout out to Jordan Davis, too, coming off the bench, helping his team. 4.6 rebounds, hit a big jumper as the game was moving along. So a good job by him staying in there, and they needed him tonight. And Jordan helped his team, ended up playing better than 29 minutes, as a matter of fact, here this evening. 63-60, Wisconsin a winner over Penn State. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network schedule ahead. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 26 tonight under cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely tomorrow night, 27 overcast. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We at Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show continues as the Badgers defeat Penn State tonight 63-60, joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. I don't know if games like this age you as a coach, but you got to love how you went about winning it. The grit, the defensive effort against a team that knows how to fill it up.
Yeah, finally strung stops together there at the end to close a game. It's the first time we've ended the game on a kill in a while with three in a row. And winning feels good. As the last 10 days haven't been fun. So tonight is it for our guys. Just getting five back helps. You know, but the other guys, Connor Asijan, Jordan Davis, when Max went down there in the end of the first half, I mean, everybody, Steve Crowell with a huge game. You know, we did what we needed to do. We fouled the plan for the most part. Got the ball inside in the second half, which was important for us. And they can get your head spinning. I mean, it's there's a lot of actions there. And, you know, so fortunately, I think for the most part, we overhelped a couple times on a couple back screen threes. But for a freshman to run around with Funk, a fifth-year guy, it's a pretty good first debut. It's an education for him to chase around that guy.
Greg, did you feel like Tyler Wall needed the first half just to get his bearings again?
Yeah, I looked at the stat sheet at halftime. Yes, I had 15-plus minutes, and I told the staff it's way too many minutes. So I cut back. I only played him 17 in the second half.
New math.
I kept looking at him, and he was like, he was ready to go. So I was like, all right, all the chips are on the table. We got to play it out.
What difference did he make in that second half?
Well, we switched him and put him on picket. So, and we tried not to switch him off of him when some of the action, they were trying to get smaller guys on picket, you know, and do into the dribble back down and play into the post. So we were trying to minimize how much we did that and keep some length on him and some size on him. And Tyler, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things Tyler brings and does for this team, but – experience really is the umbrella you can put over the whole thing, and that was an example of the adjustment there in the second half.
We could point to any number of guys, but some of the individual defensive work of Chucky Hepburn, too, very, very big in this game.
Yeah, two charges there at the end, a charge finally. That's Wisconsin, to get a charge there at the end and get a stop and go make free throws and get another stop.
You get Tyler back and then Max Klesmit, you know. Yeah. I guess we'll just have to wait and see moving forward.
Yeah, he's getting stitched up right now. I know he got popped pretty good, and you know, what else comes from that too? I didn't see it. I don't know how it happened. But obviously I'll learn that and then check up with him here later tonight.
So what ultimately makes the difference in a game like this, do you think? But you're playing some different combinations.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing was our application, not that our rules change when we play a Princeton-type offense, but we can apply the same thing of what we saw tonight. And it just really means how we take away cutters, try not to get in a position where we have to overhelp and have a third guy involved in a ball screen or a third guy involved in an action, because that's when they get you playing from behind and chasing the play and they end up with the open threes, which we gave, you know, one of those directly in the first half. Tyler helped way too much on a ball screen and they hit the opposite corner right in front of our bench. Those type of plays where you have to guard the actions as much as possible, whether it's ball screens or things off the ball, two on two, and not be dependent on a third guy, which is really, you know, anti how we typically play. You just can't. We always talk about squeezing the floor. Tonight we weren't squeezing the floor. We had to stay out with shooters.
Greg, take us inside your huddles in the final minutes. What were they like? What were you trying to instruct your players on?
Yeah, we were going from switching to not switching at the end. And staying specifically with Funk or the others on some of those slide-out screens. We didn't want to create separation, so we just said, hey, keep the ball in front of you, get into it, and we're not going to switch now. So we could just keep chasing, obviously, Funk and the others that they were doing. And then our plan was to foul when the ball came in, but obviously they threw it directly to a shooter coming off. So ball got in the paint, or if it was put on the floor, we were going to take one and, you know, put them at the line and try to hopefully rebound that. But they ran some good action and we had him sped up that he couldn't get his feet set.
You're able to exhale a little bit without a practice tomorrow. Are you, under the final question, are you still thinking that this is going to go as scheduled with Northwestern on Saturday?
No, Saturday will not happen for sure. Okay. We know that for sure. It's not going to happen. Sunday could be an option with Northwestern. We're going to learn more from the Big Ten office here in the next 24 hours. So we're kind of in holding pattern right now. Whether it'll be Sunday, we've investigated the possibility. If it's not Sunday, could we try to make up a non-conference game with somebody on Saturday? It'd have to be obviously an 11 or a noon because of hockey, but that's I don't know if the likelihood, even if Sunday doesn't happen with Northwestern, if that'll work for a Saturday. And I haven't made a final decision on if we will definitely do it. We may need rest, maybe more important than another game.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, another blowout here tonight.
I was able to rest a lot of guys. So Sunday, if it does happen, it would be Sunday. Okay. Otherwise, they'll have to put it somewhere else in the league. Obviously, their game with Iowa tomorrow is postponed. We're sitting in holding pattern.
No, go enjoy this for a few hours here tonight. You guys earned it.
I'm going to.
Appreciate it.
Our guys did.
You.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Penn State here tonight 63-60. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 26 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 33. Snow likely tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy, 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 26 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 33. Snow likely tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy, 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Boogie like we never gonna boogie no more. Not gonna boogie like we never gonna boogie no more. Not gonna boogie, not gonna boogie, not gonna boogie, not gonna boogie, not gonna boogie like we never gonna boogie no more.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A final reminder, because I don't think I've said this yet today.
What?
To let us know if you have a topic that you want to talk to us. Actually, Lynn reached out to me.
Oh, what a great...
I'm going to be totally honest. I misunderstood what they did. I thought they trained dogs for...
canine handlers.
Yes. Versus the other way around of training handlers to take care of their working dogs. And so what a fascinating, but yes, she reached, I think it was after we talked to the journey time.
Cool.
And she reached out and she said, I would love to talk about this on the show. And then we got COVID and then December was a little bit of a mess. But so just like the Waukesha story yesterday and her story today, like we are open to topics. We are
absolutely
open to guests. If you have a compelling story that you think deserves airtime, and it doesn't always have to be controversial. It can be very feel good. Certainly, hopefully, about Wisconsin in one way or another.
That would
be
nice.
As goes Wisconsin at civicmedia.us. You can always send us your feedback, send us your ideas there. And so, are you going to boogie tonight?
I'm going.
Your birthday shindig.
I have birthday celebration with some really good girlfriends. So my
are you
friend
drunk.
Well, there will be drinking involved. There will be some drinking involved. She's making homemade chicken tikka masala, which
ooh.
I know. And I love Indian food.
I love Indian food, too. But, naan is maybe. I love most carbs. We went to Three Brothers last night, the Serbian restaurant.
Oh.
Which I've never been to.
Did you have pierogies?
We didn't have pierogies. We had moussaka.
Moussaka.
Which was great. I had stuffed peppers, which were great. We had grape leaves. But
I'm not a fan of grape leaves.
I'm not a big fan of grape leaves either. I liked the cheese that came on the plate with the grape leaves, but we had just the potato, like the squishy little potato. No, they weren't potato pancakes.
A dumpling?
Dumpling. Thank you.
Sure.
But yeah, it's like there's nothing inside. It's not like a dumpling that you're used to where there's like little stuffing inside and then they're closed shut. It was just like a puffed up little potato.
Mm.
You were good.
Sounds yummy.
But I also went to, before we went to dinner last night, we also went to my old boss over at Journal Sentinel. David Haynes has retired from being the editor of the Ideas Lab. And so he had his retirement party last night.
Nice.
Which was lovely. George Stanley, who also retired, who was the editor of the Journal Sentinel. His retirement party is later in the month, but we stopped by there. And I'm sure it's probably going to be like what your retirement party will be like of just people who've been in journalism or broadcasting for so long and have so many stories about how the industry has changed and jokes about, you know, retiring, but probably none of these guys are actually, they're all going to find stuff that they're going to work on.
Definitely.
But it was just, it was lovely. And he's actually going to be here for the full hour on Monday.
Oh, good.
And so him being David Haynes, and he was, I mean, we didn't get to work with each other for that long. It was a little over a year, but he was lovely to work with. And I'm so excited to have him here on Monday because he just has, you know, I think there's something to be said, especially with newspapers. And I'm sure it's a little bit with radio, but, you know, we're here. Radio has changed, I think, in the way the competition of it being podcasts, but the actual function of it, I think is largely the same.
Pretty much.
Versus newspapers now have to be so many different things. And, you know, it's been such a changing landscape. And he always, I'm sure he'll say it Monday too, but he's said to me multiple times, he's like, you know, because he was at the Journal Sentinel for a long time. And he's like, you know, for decades, nothing changed. Everything was the same. The stories changed and what you had to report on changed, mm-hmm. but the process was the process. And then he said, since 2012, things change every month.
Wow.
Of just the focus and the, like, the digital aspect that newspapers have to keep up with, that beyond the paper, right? Like the physical paper of it.
And it's all that extra stuff now.
And it's like, what do you do with the website? How do you lay out the website? How do you do SEO for the website? How do you incentivize stories? Because, you know, I think for so long, if you think about the measurement of how well is the newspaper doing, like, the whole newspaper was bought. And you couldn't track, once a person bought the newspaper, you couldn't track which stories they read,
right,
which stories they didn't. Sure, you would probably get feedback or more letters on one story or another, but now, you know, you can click, you can look into what stories are clicked on, how long they spent on that page. And, you know, I do videos there, so we can measure how my videos or any of the other videos, how many people like it, how many people leave a comment, how many people share it. And so the change of keeping up with all of that.
Well, just the metrics of it.
On,
yeah.
Right? And while still maintaining the message of truth and facts and informing democracy and, like, holding both of those things, of doing enough of the former to keep the lights on, but knowing that the actual purpose is the latter.
Well, and David has so much institutional knowledge. I have so many questions for him.
Well, he'll be here for a full hour.
I'm really excited because this was before you came back to Wisconsin, but the legislature tried to pull a fast one on the Friday of a July 4th weekend, attempting to gut the open records law, and they got caught and then backed off on it. But no one had to author that. Whoever authored that didn't have to put their name on it. And I'm sure David can explain why.
Why?
Why
give him a heads up and
why
you're ask him that.
Why is that a thing? That shouldn't be a thing. If you author it, you should have to put your name on it.
I totally agree. But it is, it's like, especially because the combo of when I would go into the office and David would sit across from me, and then George, every once in a while, when he wasn't doing millions of things and being pulled into all these different meetings, he would walk by and just exactly what you just said, the institutional knowledge of, you know, the, like, Tommy Thompson years and those relationships. And I don't want to say, I mean, but kind of, it's like without the, like, where the bodies are buried and the, oh, I remember that, you know, of, like, that's how that went down. And also being there for the tide change of Wisconsin politics and everything that happened and shifted in 2010 after Scott Walker got elected, and the partisan nature and the gerrymandering and what things used to be like compared to what they are now. And so it's going to be an excellent conversation. Definitely come back at 1 o'clock on Monday for a conversation with David Haynes. But for now, have a wonderful weekend.
Wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend.
Wonderful, safe weekend. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian or the Chad Holmes Show if you're listening to WXCO. And for us, another week in 2023 in the books. We will be back on Monday. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
There won't be another worth knowing that we won't know. If you let me speak. skinny dip in the pool of your eyes. Maybe by morning we can learn to fly. Oh, Spodio, gonna make us move.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days
WFHR a week. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.